The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning. And so today I'll continue with the second talk in the five talk series on Anukampa. And I'll talk more about it as if you're just coming today for the first time. It's a word that I translated as care. And so yesterday I kind of introduced this topic by giving a very personal story around my relationship with the Buddhist concepts of Buddhist attitudes of compassion, loving-kindness, and care, Anukampa. And one of the reasons I was so personal with it yesterday was that some of what I'm going to do this week, and especially today, is a little bit more scholarly, can we say, and hopefully not too much so, but I want to pull out of this word Anukampa, the meaning, what it is, out of the ancient texts, the ancient teachings of the Buddha, because I think it's a wonderful aspect of these ancient teachings that are underappreciated, and to highlight it and bring it forth so that we can benefit from that. So it touches or points to some capacity that we have inside that gives it some clarity that this a particular capacity that has a place and a wonderful place in our lives, in our life in the world. So as I said yesterday, the word Anukampa is often translated into English in the translations of the Buddhist teachings as compassion, which is quite wonderful, and we could just leave it that way, and that would be nice. But it's the other word that's translated as compassion is karuna. And most people associate karuna with the word compassion, so much so if they see in the English translations compassion, they assume probably that it's karuna that is in the original. However, the word anukampa is much more common in the suttas than is the word karuna, and it has a wider range of meanings than karuna. Probably anukampa is the word appears some like three times as many times as the word karuna. But even more interesting is the word karuna as compassion has a very narrow meaning. It really mostly almost entirely occurs in two formulaic passages that get repeated repeatedly all over these ancient teachings. And one of them is referring to the practice of the divine abidings, the Brahma Viharas, on karuna. And there's a beautiful, very beautiful one of these two formulaic passages. I think it's quite beautiful. It talks about practicing karuna in deep meditation, where the mind is quite concentrated, still, radiant, open, and then becomes kind of a field for expansive karuna. So the passage is, one abides pervading the East with a mind accompanied with karuna. And likewise, the South, the West, and the North, above, below, horizontally, everywhere, and all over, one pervades the whole world with a mind accompanied with karuna, extensive, expanded, limitless, free from cruelty. I mean, it's if you're able to kind of imagine along, kind of in active imagination, this mind that's so expansive, this awareness, or the scope of attention, or scope of imagination, where the mind, the awareness, spreads so wide that the whole world is pervaded with karuna, with compassion. So that's one of the two formulaic passages, and that repeats over and over again. It doesn't say what karuna is. that nowhere in the suttas is karuna defined, and there's no obvious, clear indication that it should, in fact, be defined by the English word compassion. It's just a long custom that we've done that. The other formulaic passage where the word karuna appears is also most likely a meditation state, and that is the liberation of mind based on karuna. And liberation of mind here is not awakening, but is rather the meditative liberation or freedom from the hindrances, from kind of ordinary attachments. And we're also, it's kind of come to by karuna with maybe compassion. So that's quite beautiful, and I'm inspired by that, and it's very meaningful for me to read about this and have some maybe minimal contact with this kind of experience in my own practice. In contrast to that, those formulaic passages, or this, the Buddha's teaching says very little about karuna. But the Buddha does talk a lot about anukampa, and he talks about it in many different ways. And I wanted to share some of these ways. The Buddha is described as having anukampa for the welfare of people. And I translate anukampa as care, as having care for the welfare of people. Or the Buddha says, whatever, talking to his monastic students, whatever should be done by a caring teacher out of care for his disciples, desiring the welfare, that I have done for you. So here, a teacher is described by the adjective anukampa, anukampaka, and out of compassion, anukampa, out of care. So a caring teacher out of care. Desiring their welfare. The other desire that's connected to anukampa is desiring people's happiness. Happiness and welfare. Now, this could be seen as compassion, to want people's welfare and happiness. But generally, I think that when we think about compassion, we feel that it's an attitude or a response to suffering in the world. We feel, we have empathy, we feel with, we have the suffering, and we want to do something about it. We want to help alleviate it, or we want it to go away in some way. We want people to not suffer. And that, in fact, is the Oxford English Dictionary definition by May. I know it's a little bit strange, maybe, to give that. Which is... I have it here somewhere. So the dictionary says, a strong feeling of sympathy for people who are suffering and a desire to help them. So a strong feeling of sympathy for people who are suffering and a desire to help them. I mean, that is inspiring and very meaningful and has been kind of an orienting, organizing principle of my life, my Buddhist life, my Buddhist work and what I have lived my life. So I certainly don't want to diminish the great value of that. But anukampa focuses on the happiness and welfare. Someone who's not suffering much, or maybe they're not suffering at all, it's still possible to care about their welfare and their happiness without tuning into their suffering. And so this is why I see anukampa as being broader in meaning than compassion. If compassion is defined as having empathy, sympathy for people who are suffering, and desire to help them, then it has a limited range of meaning, whereas desiring the welfare and happiness has a wider range. And so try to find a word to translate anukampa. I've settled for now on the word care. And it seems that the word care is the most common word, is a very common word in India at the time of the Buddha, and even right to the present moment. It's still a common word in the English language, in the Indian languages. And sometimes people speaking English who know Indian languages will translate anukampa as compassion, so it strongly has association with that. But in the ancient texts of the Buddha, it seems to have a different meaning. And one of the wonderful some examples of it that I wanted to share, of how this word anukampa is an everyday word, in the Buddha talks about parents as having anukampa for their children. Now, certainly I hope that parents have compassion for their children. And also the Buddha says that good friends have anukampa for their friends. And hopefully, I hope that we have compassion for our friends when it's needed, when it's appropriate. But I know that if my friends were constantly, nonstop, continuously having compassion for me, I think I would feel a little bit overwhelmed, a little bit oppressed by that even, like, you know, very limited in that kind of exchange of feelings. However, if they had care for me, for my welfare and happiness, that I feel like that's kind of what I like, that's what I expect. I have care for their happiness and welfare, and that can be continuous. That's more open, that's more allowing. That's not kind of seeing me through a particular lens of how I'm suffering and how I want that suffering to be over. I think it's appropriate to have caring feelings that are very deep and wonderful, that are more extensive or wider in nature than only compassion. And so the word anukampa has that role. The Buddha said that child care providers, I don't know what the Pali is right now, that's a modern English word, but child care providers also have anukampa, care. And when people give to others acts of donations and acts of generosity, the Buddha refers to that as being done out of anukampa, as opposed to compassion. Again, not everyone who we want to make offerings to, give gifts to, is that gift being given out of compassion for their suffering, but rather just because we care about them and we want them to be well and happy, and so we offer them for their welfare. And I think that for me, again, to refer back to me, that if every time someone gave me something it was out of sympathy for my suffering, care for my suffering, you know, I would kind of feel a little bit troubled, you know. I'm very fortunate that my wife often makes dinner while I'm kind of here at work at IMC. And if I came home and every day felt like it was out of compassion for poor Gil, that I'm, you know, that she was offering the meal, I think that I would feel a little bit, you know, I don't know, it would be a little hard for me. But, you know, to offer it out of care and my welfare and happiness, it's a beautiful thing and generous thing. And I'm, you know, generally quite happy that to be the recipient of this. And for the Buddha's monastics, his monastic students, he instructed them, or what he does, he said he praises, not just instructs it, the Buddha praises, it's a kind of strong word, he praises tender care, tender concern, protection, and care towards lay families. To those people who are not monastics should have concern, offer concern, protection, and care, anukampa, towards lay people. So so over and over again, we see that the acts of generosity, of acts of caring for the world, the activity of caring for the world is expressed through this word anukampa. The word karuna, translated as compassion, is never expressed that way in the suttas. It has a very particular domain of meaning, which seems to have to do mostly with meditation practice, a certain kind of state of meditation one goes into without really any reference directly to other people. Anukampa is the social emotions. Anukampa is how we meet people, we enter into the world with care for their happiness and their welfare. And so that's one way now of highlighting this importance and this the significance of this word anukampa, and I'll continue over the next few days to do so. And in the meantime, in these 24 hours, you might want to consider a little bit for yourself the distinction between compassion and some of the other ways of caring for people. And is there a way of wishing for the welfare and happiness of people that you have that is distinct from compassion? And is there a value in teasing these apart? Is it if there's a role in your life of living and acting out of the welfare and happiness of others? So thank you for listening, and I'm happy to share this very profound aspect of our human hearts. Care. Thank you.